မွန်ကြီးရှိရအကင်အင်းနာဖာသာအန်ဆာပရဇမိုက်တရအတရင်ရှင်ဖတ်တရင်ဇမ်အဖတ်ဟီဟတ်စေအန်ဟီအIt's so sure that the Buddha will tell them the Lotus Sutra. And so, Ajita, having once seen a similar foretoken of the Lord, I infer from similar lay.And being emitted just now, that the Lord is about to expound the Dhammaparayaya, called the Lotus of the True Law. And on that occasion, in order to treat the subject more copiously, Manjushri,The Prince Royal uttered the following stanza. Stanza number 57. I remember a past period, inconceivable, ill-limited kalpas ago, when the highest of the beings, highest of beings, the jina of thename of Chandra Surya Pradipa was in existence. Number 58. He preached the true law. He, the leader of the creature. He educated an infinite number of qualities of being and wrote inconceivably many bodhisattvas to acquire supreme Buddha knowledge. Number 59, and the eighth son born to him, the leader, when he was Prince Royal.No sooner saw that the great sage had embraced ascetic life than they designed worldly pleasure and became monks, all of them, all of his eight sons.Resign the worldly pleasure and become monks. And next, 60. And the Lord of the world proclaimed the law and revealed to thousands of qualities of living beings the sutra, the developmentwhich by name is called the Excellent Exposition of Infinity. Verse 61, immediately after delivering his speech, the leader crossed his legs and entered upon the meditation ofExcellent Exposition of Infinite. There, on his seat of the row, the eminent seer continued absorbed in meditation. He absorbed in meditation, like the Shakyamuni Buddha is doing.62, and there fell ancestral reign of Mandarabas. Mandarabas. While the drums of heaven resounded without being struck. The gods and Evers in the sky paid honor to the highest name. The 63 and simultaneously all the fields of Buddha began trembling. A wonder it was a great prodigy. Then the chief emitted from between his brows one extremely beautiful ray. 64, which moving to the eastern quarter, glittered, illuminating the world all over the extent of 18,000 fields. It manifested the vanishing and appearing of the being. Page 65. Some of the fields then seemed jeweled. Others showed the hue of Rapa's Lucy. All splendid, extremely beautiful, owing to the radiance of the ray from the leader. 66. Gods and men, as well as Nayas, goblins, Gandharvas, nymphs, kinnars, and those occupied with serving the sunyata became visible in the sphere and paid their devotion. And 67, the Buddha also, though self-born being, appeared of their own accord, resembling golden curls, like unto golden disc. They revealed the law in the midst of the assembly. 68. The disciples indeed are not to be counted. The disciples of Smyata are numbered, yet. The luster of the ray rendered them all visible in every field. 69. Energetic, without breach or flaw, in their course, similar to gem and jewel, the son of the leaders of the men are visible in the mountain caves where they are dwelling. 60. Numerous bodhisattvas like the son of the Gangas, who are spending all their wealth in giving alms, who have the strength of patience, are devoted to contemplation and wise. Become all of them visible by that ray. 61. immovable, unshaken, firm, impatient, devoted to contemplation and absorbed in meditation, are seen the true son of the Sunyata while they are striving for supreme enlightenment by dint of meditation. 72. They preached the law in many spheres and point to the truth, quiet, spotless, state they know. Quiet, spotless, state they know. Such is the effect produced by the power of fear. 73. And all the four classes of hearers, on seeing the power of the mighty Chandra Kadipa, were filled with joy and asked one another, "How is this?" And 74. And soon afterwards, the leader of the world, worshipped by men, gods and goblins, rose from the meditation. He addressed his son, Brahma, the wise bodhisattva and preacher of the Lord. And he started. He arrived from meditation. The 65. Thou art wise. The eyes and refuge. Thou art wise. The eyes and refuge of the world. Thou art a trustworthy keeper of my law. And can't bear witness as the treasure of laws which I am today bear to the will of living beings. 76. Then, after rousing, stimulating, praising, and loving many bodhisattvas, this said Jina proclaimed the supreme law during 40-60 intermediate karma. Now, Chandra Asuya started to give the lotus and whatever excellence supreme law was proclaimed by the Lord of the world, while continuing sitting on the very same seat, was kept in memory by Bala Prabha, the son of Jima, the preacher of the Lord. He was the one who called this lotus. 78, and after Jina and Rida had manifested the supreme law and stimulated the new world life, he spoke that the soul, the world, including God, as well. I have manifested the rule of the Lord. I have shown the nature of the Lord. Now, O man, it is the time of my nibbana. This very night, in the middle of us, be just and strong in persuasion. Apply yourself to my lesson for the jina, the great fear, but really met with the data of media, cutting young. The many sons of Buddha, were struck with dreams and filled with extreme power when they heard of the voice of the highest of the mind announcing that his nibbana was near at hand. To comfort inconceivably many cottages of living beings, the king of the kings said, "Be not afraid, O man. After my nibbana, there shall be another Buddha." The wise Bodhisattva, Sri Brahma, after finishing his course in faultless knowledge and reach highest fulfilling enlightenment and become jina, under the name of Vaimara Raja. Vaimara Granator. That very night, in the middle watch, he met complete extinction, like a lamp when the course of its burning is exhausted. His relics were distributed, and one of stupa. There was an infinite and of his stupa there was an infinite number of myriads of copies. And there is same story in China. When a Zen master passed away, the emperor asked him, what should we do about this, about famous Zen master, 9 or 8 years already? And is there anything to help you? What do you want me to do? The emperor asked. When Nayo et you are visited to say farewell to the emperor. The emperor asked me, is there anything to help you? And then he said, if you virtue, the mount for my body, it is enough. And how then, how should I really then to ask? If you say, my disciple, Zengen, will know where. So ask him. So after he passed away, the emperor asked his disciple, what will be how he lived. And he said, make just a mound. How did he say? Each side of the Yangtze River and through the west side of the Yangtze River. And enter, I couldn't understand if it was really it may cover all his country. So he couldn't answer him. He couldn't say yes. So he was waiting. So I decided to continue. A good wooden sack. All of a sudden, mound became a sack. All sack. He couldn't understand what he meant. His true body covers everything. He is one with everything. So even though he died, there's no difference. That very night, in midnight, he met complete extinction. Like a lamp, when the cause of burning is exhausted. His legs were distributed, and of his stupa, there was an infinite number of myriads of cotton. The monks and nuns at the time being, who strove after the supreme highest enlightenment, numerous and sons of Gandhi applied themselves to the commandment of sin. The Lotus Sutra supposed to be like this. It should not be understood literally in limited sense as it described in this sutra. What is described is how things exist, not only things which is described in Lotus Sutra, including animals and inanimate beings, or human and non-human beings. Or human being, the Lord is being to the highest being of Buddha. The Lord is a being, maybe six words. And we, above the six words, you know the six words. Celestial being, human being, the celestial being. Among the six worlds, the celestial world is highest. The next one may be human being. And here, Asura. And hanging cord. And those worlds will be the Roy. And above the six worlds, the celestial worlds, there will be Sravaka, Prateka, Bodhisattva, Buddha. So Buddha is the highest. It includes so all of those beings. By name of God, the being we call we describe the reality in the names of God's being, but that is not enough. Maybe we should understand in that way. So if so, if so, in the Lotus Sutra only, Lotus Sutra is not only variable in highest sutra. All the sutra is variable. And sutra may be some written and there may be undescribed sutra. Not yet described by anyone. There should be various sutras. So as Dongyezen said, even the sound of the lavain, the creek, and the color of the mountain, Bodhisattva, your friend, see, actually, he means Lotus Sutra. So, all what we see should be the Lotus Sutra. In this way, we should understand Lotus Sutra. That is how we, Zen Buddhists, understand Lotus Sutra. So, Zen Buddhists, especially Dogen Zen, actually arrived from maybe Tendai teaching, Tendai Chinese. But his teaching, but the difference between Tendai and Zen or Nichiren, the other school, they treat this sutra king of the kings, highest, the most important. But we do not treat this sutra highest. We think this is the one of the important things. All the sutra is important. When we understand everything, every phenomena, everything is everything is important for us. And this is the difference between our understanding of Lotus Sutra and other schools, understanding of other schools. And according to Dot, whether or not, you know, we attain enlightenment, we are actually fluently speaking about the truth. Yeah, here, you know, it says Daichigi. What do you mean by Daichigi? The first principle. The first principle. The first principle is the reality, the absolute truth, which cannot be conveyed in terms of good or bad, supreme or common. The first principle. The first principle, when we say the first principle, that principle is a principle. Everything revealed through everything, revealing itself and fluently speaking about the first principle. Everything is speaking about it. So in this way, he understands enlightenment. But it does not mean that there is no need to attain enlightenment. If you understand in that way, you know, it is already second principle, not first principle. If it is necessary, or not necessary. This is the second principle. So, if it is necessary to say something, you must say sometimes necessary, sometimes not necessary. Whatever you say, that is right. And that is more longer than this understanding. The other day, in his fireplace room, Govinda, Rama Govinda, talked about the Shingon canon, so-called it. Tantric canon, not physical tantric, original something, an esoteric teaching of Buddhism. While we say esoteric means it is, the true teaching is beyond understanding. Exotic means that you can see it. Esoteric means that you can see or hear. That is exoteric. And when you cannot see it or understand it, you may say that is mysticism or mystic. But that is not true understanding. And there may be two things, two ideas, something in something you cannot understand. One is, mystic idea. Something mystery. Something because you cannot understand or you cannot understand it. But there's another thing which you cannot understand. It is too obvious. The reality is too real to speak about. We say, if you want to explain what is water, give it water to him. Don't speak about it. Even though you speak about it, it is not possible to understand what is water. When you drink it, you will understand what is water. That kind of true experience or reality is not possible to talk about. In this sense, it is esoteric teaching. And tantric Buddhism put emphasis on this point, so they and their basic scripture sutra is Dainichi Sutta, which was told by Buddha, but not historical book. He did not tell it, the sutra, by his mouth. He told that sutra not for the audience, not for someone, but for himself.
That was the Diamond Sutra? The
Diamond Sutra? Dainichi Sutra.
Oh.
Yeah, a fundamental sutra for Shingon school.
There's no English name for this.
There must be Dainichi, great son. I will find out the English name. Not the English name, but Sanskrit name. The fundamental sutra for Shingon school. It means that we should not read that scripture by our mind. And that is why they explain the sutra in various mudras. very similar to them. And but Zen does not depend on any sutra because everything is sutra. So we do not depend on any sutra at all. But single school depend on what choose the one scripture, and they say this sutra was taught by Bodhisattva Dainichi. We say Kenzaku. Kenzaku means like his hands or legs or his ear. He told it to himself. It means you may want Sanskrit word for that too. Kenzaku. Kenzaku means his name, actually. But when they say his Dainichi Nyorai's name, it means Dainichi Nyorai's mandala. Whole mandala is whole mandala of Dainichi Nyorai. It's his body. And there are many, you know, Buddhas in mandala. All the Buddhas in that mandala is a part of his body. And he is speaking, Dainichi Nyorai speaking, telling the truth to himself, to those Buddhas in mandala. Which is, and they are a part of himself. So it is not, he is not telling some special teaching for anyone else. Do you understand? It is like universe is telling truth to universe. All cosmic, whole cosmic being telling the truth to the cosmic being. So whatever going in the cosmic scale, in the cosmos, is the teaching itself. So if, when we understand in this way, their teaching is very similar, very close to Zen. So in Shobo Genzo, we have particle of Hokke, Tenbokke. It means turning lotus. And this title of the fascicle came from the six patriarchs. Did you? I think you know that. The six patriarch ones giving sermon to people. A boy disciple, very alert fellow, asked him, I appeared in front of him. But he did not, you know, he failed to lower his head to the floor, you know. His bow was like this. He couldn't bow to the floor. So the sixth patriarch said, why are you so arrogant?
Arrogant.
That's okay. Why do you throw out in that way? The sixth patriarch said. The boy said, I am very sorry. If you say so, it is all right. But since you failed to lower your head to the floor, you must have something in your mind here. But what do you have in your mind? And he said, Lotus Sutra. The boy said, Lotus Sutra. I am reading Lotus Sutra every day. And I must have read it for maybe thousands of times. Even though you are reading Lotus Sutra, you don't understand what does it mean. So, six pages. And the six pages say, and what is the true meaning of the Lotus Sutra? The boy asked him, asked him. And he said, I will explain to you, but I cannot read it. So. Exactly like me. Please read it to me. I will explain about it. So he started to read it. Start reading. And the sixth person said, if your mind is deluded, you will be turned by sutta. If you are enlightened, you will turn the Lotus Sutra. And Dogen then referred to this story. And he said, you know, to be turned by Lotus Sutra, or, you know, to turn the Lotus Sutra, or to be deluded, or to be enlightened, is also the first principle, Lotus Sutra itself. There is no difference. That is Dogen Zenji's understanding. What the sixth patriarch meant is not different from Dogen Zenji's understanding, but Dogen Zenji make it more clear what the sixth patriarch said. To turn the Lotus Sutra, you know, to be turned Lotus Sutra means, you know, to read Lotus Sutra literally. Or intellectually or dualistically, I read the Lotus Sutra. To turn it means, you know, Lotus Sutra turns Lotus Sutra. Like single canon. 第日、同時悟り、or タターニャタ第日、giving the teaching to himself. That is how we turn. How we turn the lotus sutra. So, there's no difference. If you are enlightened, you are one with whole universe. And whole universe telling truth to the whole universe, to everything. Or everything revealed. The whole universe revealing itself through every being. It means that the whole universe telling truth of whole universe. That's what is going is the activity of big one being, which is called Buddha. In this way, we should understand Lotus Sutra as a Zen Buddhist.
As long as you want, Roger.
You change. You change your policy. Conclusion to the this lecture. In short, no. When we, if we talk, explain in this way, Buddhism or Zen Buddhism is very, very. Maybe what we are discussing is too big, you know, and nothing to do with our everyday life. You know. If whatever we are doing, that is a part of the great activity. So this is not just our understanding. Our understanding. We say, when you talk about the greatness greatness of the teaching, it will be as great as the universe. But when we talk about in small scale, it will be as small as it will penetrate in the smallest particle of be imaginable. So that is why our way is very in maybe too, you may say complicated, but not complicated, but too careful and too particular, you may say. Don't put something in that way. You should put something which is put higher place. Something which you should put lower place, you should lower place. Don't mix up. In this way, our way is very careful. So when our teaching is limitless in both ways, our teaching is very in great scale, and our teaching is at the same time is very particular, small scale. This is the nature of our world. The other day, as you know, I like stone very much. Especially big one. Someone came to me, a son, magnifying glass. And look at those stones. So I saw the sun one by one. But to my great astonishment, those small stones were exactly the same as big ones. And as interesting as big ones, the shape is different, and some of the sand is very good shape. You can make a beautiful garden with that stone. I was very much amazed. And I thought, this is how the universe is consists of, and how everything is going. So if you cannot accomplish something great, you can work on very small things in very small scale. The meaning of it, not different. Not different at all. So same. This is our nature of practice and teaching. And so, those teachings are not the teaching started by Buddha. Before Buddha, there must have been many and many Buddhas, limitlessly, numerous Buddhas. there must happen. In this way, we understand. So, in this way, this sutra is described the reality.